Hey guys, I'm Shaquan Simmons, host of Oh Baby, and I am accompanied by my best friend, Beyonce.
Hi!
Today's topic is relationships, but let's say the topic together. It is
the art behind relationships.
So, firstly, what I want to say around relationships is that it's not easy.
It's never easy.
Never easy. I think the art behind it is that it's comforting.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having a best friend.
It is having a best friend.
It is, actually.
I mean, like, a lot of people get into relationships and then...
for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, and they end up dating one person but having their best friend be another. Like, it's okay if we're both females and we're each other's best friends, but if you're dating a guy and you have another guy as your best friend,
then what's the point of a relationship?
Exactly, like not being able to gossip with your boyfriend.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing?
Because then you're literally just telling your best friend and your guy best friend the same thing. Like, do you guys agree with us? I don't know, I've never had a guy best friend, but I have guy friends, but yeah, not a guy best friend. That's the thing.
I've had a guy best friend, and as soon as I went into a relationship, it was a thing of boyfriend takes priority.
Yeah, and how did he feel about it?
He was okay with that. He understood that I'll always be your friend, but as far as relationships go, you've got a boyfriend, and he's supposed to be that person to you, so...
But are you still in contact today?
Yeah.
Oh, at least it's been like sustainable
friendship. Yeah. It's not something of it became awkward or anything. It's just like, we understand that we can still be friends, but there's certain things that I can't tell you that I'll tell my boyfriend.
Yeah, instead.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you've been in a relationship for 3 years now.
Yeah.
How?
Time flies by, honestly. It's not a situation of how, it's just time flies. Like, I remember the first day type of thing. Oh, it's not funny. Like, this is what we did to keep it going.
Yeah.
But it also kind of is. But I don't know. Just time flew by.
Yeah.
And before we knew it, like, this month is going to be 3 years. So.
Hectic.
Yeah. But how do you, like, what are the coping mechanisms? I remember I spoke about this on a previous podcast, but also it's better to talk about it with a girl who has the same or shares the same feelings and everything with me and ideas. So, like, what would you say is...
No, man!
What would you say is the art behind being in a relationship?
Honestly, I think it comes down to honesty and communication. Because Caleb and I can name throwing right now. We realize that a lot can be solved through actually
communication. But like what type? Face to face or?
Any communication as long as you.
Do you prefer talk one over the other?
I prefer face to face because that's always the better way to solve things.
Mm. I'm the opposite because I'm weak, honestly.
No, I prefer... Because what happens is we'll be away from one another and things will seem so hectic and we'll end up having an argument. But once you come together and you talk about the same thing and it's like, were we really fighting about this?
Yeah.
You know? So communication saves a lot and it opens up a lot. Because you can't expect the other person to automatically know something if you didn't tell them that, listen, this is what's up. I think if there's no communication, there'll be no relationship.
True. I'm just thinking, like, about my relationship and the relationship that I obviously pursued back then.
Yeah.
Like, communication was a big thing, especially because, like, the person that I used to be with, he moved across the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So communication was a thing that we depended on mostly because it was hard. Like, dude...
don't know how you did that, hey?
I don't know how I did it either, but like I say, time flies and time heals all pain, where it became just a thing of he's overseas and I'm okay with it and he's gonna come back.
And he's doing what he needs to do.
Yeah, and I just had to be understanding.
But that's another art in a relationship, is putting the other person before yourself.
To an extent.
Yes, to an extent. It's not always like, no, their needs, but it's also understanding that sometimes this is what they need to be doing to get where they need to be in life, like traveling halfway across the world.
Yeah, and I think through that he's gained so much experience and everything.
And he's
become
a better version of himself. So it's a lot of give and take.
Yeah, it is. I think another art behind being in a relationship is how do I even like place it into words? I think the long lasting, like, you can look back and be like, man, like, look at
like,
these years that we've spent together. So that's a whole art in itself. It's like you've just invited a whole person
being
into your family. It's like a new addition to the family.
Yeah.
Literally like a baby, honestly. But
I mean, it is. It's something you have to take care of and nurture.
Yeah, it's.
Anyways, yeah, I just feel like, what is your pet peeve in
what do you mean by pet peeve?
Like, what is something that really annoys you?
I think I need time to think about this, because there's so many.
Top one.
Okay, not remembering things that are important.
Like
important
I've told
days.
You these things.
Exactly.
And you don't remember that. That's like,
yeah.
Do you even pay attention
exactly.
to what I'm saying?
You know. Yeah. And yours?
Now.
You know how I feel.
I think it would honestly just be a lack of respect.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like a lack of respect for yourself.
Oh,
a
okay.
lack of respect for those around you. For the other person. It's just like, if you can't respect yourself, how can you respect anyone else? If you can't respect your mother, how can you respect your girlfriend?
Yeah.
No, those
but
type of things.
I wonder how that works, because some boys are so respectful to their girlfriends and then the opposite to their moms
and
their parents, and
it's
like
it's double standards.
You think?
I just feel like you can't be respecting me and not respecting the woman that gave birth to you. You know, because that lady gave you life.
That lady
gave you life. So, and it's also like a lot of guys will be so respectful to their girlfriends and want to call some other girl, oh, that girl's such a bitch and whatever. I'm like, don't do that, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I don't care what that female did. It's just...
But then it's like, you can talk about those people, the people whom I don't like about, but that's even petty. Let me not think about that. But deep down in my heart, I feel that way.
The same. Like,
be mean to the people that I don't like.
Just don't call random people that for no reason.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Okay, another question is, like, for you. What do you think your strengths in this relationship is? Not yours together, but your strengths. Like, what have you...
Like
taken out of this
personally?
Relationship. Yeah. Like, what have you taken and then what has enhanced your growth in this relationship, let me say?
That's difficult because I can honestly say I've become a much better version of myself. And that sounds so cliche.
Yeah.
But he's really helped me realize that a lot of things in life aren't as important as we make them seem. Like, being upset at your math teacher for shouting at you is not important. Because at the end of the day, that's not going to affect you. And focusing on the little things is not what's going to get you there. And partying every weekend is not going to get you. Like, there's a lot of things that have completely changed in my life. And so many people are like, oh my gosh, you're so wifed up. We never see you anymore. Do you even know what partying is anymore? And I'm like, I don't care about any of those.
Yeah.
I'm happily in a relationship. And I found...
My party's wherever he is, honestly.
Exactly. And I found strength in being alone. Like, being alone with him. And understanding myself and what I need in my life so that I can understand him and what he needs in his life, so that together it can come together and be like, oh, okay, fireworks, you know?
Yeah.
What about you? What strengths have you found?
For me, I think it's confidence issues that I used to have.
Yeah.
That have just improved, like, from 0 to 100 now, honestly. Well, I have my days, obviously.
Yeah,
everybody does.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that, because it took a toll on everything. Like, my friendships. I stopped going out, seeing people because, like, of insecurity issues and stuff like that. So now I've, like, I'm at peace. Peace is another thing. Yeah, I'm so peaceful. I'm content, you know. I've learned to not make things that are meant or supposed to be fun serious.
Yeah.
You know. But I'm still growing.
We all are.
Still growing. With regard to relationships.
What does love mean to you? What does love mean to you?
Dude, you caught me off guard. Love to me is peace. It's something that is not meant to stress you out or keep you up at night unnecessarily, or make you feel tense or anxious or upset or angry. It's the complete opposite.
Yeah.
That's what love is to me. What is
it's
love to
cute.
You?
Oh, God.
Yeah, don't
you
come with your...
You my questions back at
me. I knew you were going to be like, that's so cute. And then, like, dodge the question.
What's love to me? Love to me is him. That's the best way I can put it. Because it's like, being in a lot of past relationships that didn't go too well. And that were very sour. And... you realize, like, what was I looking for? What was I doing?
Why were you trying to pursue something
that wasn't for me?
Yeah.
And then being with him, it hasn't been easy, but being with him has made me realize that this is what love looks like.
Looks like?
This is what love is. This is love.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, dude, I get up some days and I'm like, oh my gosh, is this actually, like, happening to me? Is this real? I'm like, it's like, it's a new journey. It's taking a new journey with someone else. And
well, you're taking a new journey.
Yes. And taking the good days with the bad days. I'm just embracing everything in it, you know.
Are you happy?
I'm happy. I'm content.
You're smiling from ear to ear, honestly.
Like, do you ever get the act where you speak about him and it's just like, oh.
Dude.
Dilemma.
A question to ask. Like,
oh my gosh, okay. Wow.
Wow,
that is a complicated thing.
Wow,
I have a question to ask you. I asked you
okay.
this earlier.
Yeah,
does time mean anything?
To an extent. But what was my answer then? Does time mean anything?
Like, does time...
Yes, to me it does. Because along with time comes memories, comes feelings,
yeah,
situations that you can look back on and be like, remember that time?
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, it does. You?
It's hard to say, because as long as we've been together, we also haven't been together as long as I've known, say, one of my other friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a thing of we've created so many memories in the time we've been together that, yes, time matters.
Time exceeds everything.
Yeah.
Like, you can't fall in love with some random now and then,
you know, and then, like expect obviously everything to be so perfect. We're not living in a fairy tale, guys.
Dude, if you could change anything about your relationship, what would it be?
Our living situations.
What do you mean? You wanna like live?
I'm so ready to be living with him.
Are you ready? Do you know what that comes with?
Yeah.
I mean, are you? I don't know. Okay, explain. You explain.
Okay, so you know my situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it just works better.
Yeah, obviously.
For us being but also like we've been like, you know, waking up together, like, you know, wanting that.
Everybody wants that.
So if one thing could fix, like, do differently in our relationship, would be living situations.
I think I could say the same just before you asked me and you. Same.
Like, living together would just, I don't know.
It would better things, honestly.
It would.
I wish houses were cheaper, honestly.
I'd buy my own, like, yesterday.
Dude.
But then again, I'm also glad that we're not currently living together, so it gives that, like, element of suspense, like, and...
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Excitement.
Excitement for when you get to see them again, so it's like...
Yeah.
I can't wait to see them, to tell them this, this, and this. But yeah, that would be amazing. Like, can you imagine waking up to your best friend every morning?
I can't. Because, I don't know, I just can't. I can't imagine, but I can't wait.
Like, oh.
I can't wait. What are the things you're looking forward to with regards to this relationship?
You're so horrible.
It doesn't have to be related to anything of a sort.
What am I looking for? I'm looking forward to us growing more together.
In what way? Spiritually?
Spiritually, because we've taken on a spiritual
journey.
And he's taught me a lot of spiritual things that I haven't really, like, wrapped my head around. So I'm really blessed for that. I'm blessed that I have someone that I can sit in prayer with and, you know, kneel together before God and, like, thank him for all he has done in our lives,
mm-hmm.
and all he will do. Most of all, I think I'm looking forward to the memories we'll be making, because we've made so many so many up till now, and we can only make even more going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's gonna be really nice. It's a step every day. So.
Every day counts.
Yeah. What about you?
I was gonna. What was the question again?
What are you looking forward to?
In a relationship, I would say more growth.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, I've grown in so many areas of my life, but there's always room for improvement, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not content with the person that I'm at, that I am. I'm not content with the person that I am. Okay. I'm not content with the person that I am, and I feel like I need to work on a lot of areas in my life. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that, to being a better
being
person.
Being better you, you know. Like, relationship-wise.
Family, babies. That's what I'm looking forward to. As young as I am, I think that's every girl's dream, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Marriage, kids.
Marriage, kids, yeah. The whole perfect family.
Yeah, like when people say, what, about weddings, they're like, a girl's been planning this since
she was little.
Yeah, yeah. Legit, honestly.
I don't know if you saw Hailey Bieber's veil for the wedding.
Dude, it was...
inches! That thing! I better have a veil as long as that.
Let's just talk about that relationship. What do you feel about relationships that are based, like, on social media, for example? Let's talk about the Ace family. Let's talk about... She literally whispered, that's my family.
Okay. I'm a massive Ace family fan.
Same. But they make me... Have you seen their house tour? Dude,
Catherine had a pregnancy scare the other day.
I know. I saw that video.
Yeah, and then she went to the doctor and she wasn't.
I knew they were playing us. They always
No, it wasn't a prank. She genuinely thought she was pregnant.
But don't you think they plan these things just for content?
I don't know.
I think
but apparently she was like, she was really scared and she, like, it wasn't a prank.
Okay, how do you feel about these relationships based online social media?
I feel like there's a lot of pressure put onto them.
Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott.
I have to ask.
I cry.
Kylie and Travis or Kylie and Tiger?
Kylie and Travis. They have a baby.
Thank you. People are like, Kylie and Tiger. No. I'm like, no.
No, no, no. She's outgrown that.
Like,
She's really outgrown that. It's... You cannot go back to Egypt, honestly.
I genuinely think it's a PR stunt, though.
You think?
The breakup. I think it's a PR stunt.
Chris was behind this.
Literally,
just
like,
for more views.
No, you guys are not getting enough.
That's not even... That's white woman South Africa, not white woman...
Okay, I can't do a white woman American accent.
Like... Kardashian.
That's more Kim.
Oh.
We can talk about nonsense.
Honestly.
But yeah, I think they have so much pressure on them because everybody... Like,
but then again, they don't even care.
That also. But your entire life is put on social media, so it's like...
But also they have that level of say,
yeah,
basically.
Of what, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it's not that much pressure if you have a say.
Yeah, but I also feel like their relationships put a lot of pressure on normal relationships. Because I want to be with him. And why can't my boyfriend fill my house up with roses,
you know? But why can't my boyfriend fill up my house with...
Maybe your boyfriend isn't a stinking rich millionaire.
Maybe, but still. I mean, there's flowers everywhere. This is South Africa. I mean... That's all that we have to say, actually, about relationships. So I think this is where we're going to end it, guys.
Yar!
On social media, Beyonce.
Beyonce.Peterson.
That's Instagram, right?
Yes. And on Facebook, it's Beyonce Peterson. And on Twitter, I have no idea what my Twitter name is. Yeah.
Okay. I almost gave something out that I wasn't supposed to. No, about me.
Okay.
On Instagram, I'm Shaquan S. It's Chekwons. Yeah, because not a lot of people will know how to spell my name. But yeah, that's me. So this is where I'm going to end it, guys. And thank you for listening. And I'll be back with another episode.
Bye!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.